From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. 10 people are dead and another 10 wounded after a 17-year-old opened fire Friday at a high school in Santa Fe, Texas. Law enforcement officials have the shooting suspect in custody and say he is 17-year-old Dimitrios Pagortsis, a junior at the school. With more, here's AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Yes, shots fired right now, guys.
It's a scene that's played out on Broadcastify.com so often.
They're having a shooting at the high school.
Gunfire in a classroom.
All we heard was run, run, and next thing you know, we hear boom, boom, boom.
There's multiple fatalities.
With students telling KTRK this has become their new reality.
I was thinking it was going to happen eventually. It happens. It's been happening everywhere.
Too many years, too many decades now.
I'm Sagar Magani.
Governor Abbott said the suspect originally intended to commit suicide following the shooting, but told law enforcement that he didn't have the courage to go through with killing himself. Neighbors of Jonathan Nottis say they're completely surprised a man from their complex is accused of opening fire on the Trump National Doral Resort in South Florida. Lena Diaz is one of Adi's neighbors.
You never know who's living next door to you. Like, you really don't know who is next to you, right? It is, it's sad and shocking, and, you know, a lot of kids living here, and you never know. You're just maybe walking by the hallway.
Adi stands accused of opening fire in the lobby of President Trump's golf resort and hotel, reportedly shouting anti-Trump rhetoric before being shot in the legs and taken to the hospital. Reportedly, he entered the Trump National Doral Resort, draped a flag over the counter, fired shots.